Bank Śląski. We are starting our presentation with second quarter results. Our Chairman, President Mr. Brunon Bartkiewicz, will present you our results.
Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can. Hello.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Right. Brunon Bartkiewicz from this side. I'm here also with Mirek Bolda, the CFO, and he will take care of the second part, namely the figures and the explanation about the, let's say, bookkeeping and accounting rules in that respect. Because it's a teleconference, I would try to keep the presentation pretty short because I cannot see you. And just to sum up, what happened in the second quarter, we are not treating as anything special or extraordinary. The market has changed. The market is a bit different, but at the same time, we are trying to realize our strategic goals in the same manner as we did before. That's what is covered by the slide four, which in principle is just saying what we achieved on the path of continuing the same strategy in that respect. The important phenomena of the last quarters is that our key acquisition tool within the retail segment, namely the savings account, is not extremely active in that respect, or it's not working perfectly well. The key reason for that is, of course, the fact that we are attracting the customers to savings. We are using the interest rate, and interest rate normally we can offer on savings account is similar or higher than on term deposits for 3 and 6 months. Unfortunately, for almost a year at the moment, the term deposits in a normal manner within this phase of the cycle, the 3 and 6 months term deposits are on the market priced much, much higher than that and much, much higher than the interbank rates. So this tool is not extremely active, though I must say we are still continuing attracting the customers. In that respect, what we did for this period of time, we are still keeping that acquisition tool as the main one. We are concentrating our attention on increasing now the link between the savings account and the current accounts. So namely, we are propagating now that customers having savings with us are also opening the current account with us. And second item, we are still trying to attract the customers who are having low balances, so who are less vulnerable or less sensitive to the interest rate differences. So we are still keeping growth of the savings. And as you are seeing, we are having a pretty stable position in savings over the last months, which is, of course, not making us very happy because we want them grow and grow faster. But we are confident that the good times for savings will come. On the on the credit side in retail area, we certainly can say that though the conditions on the market are more difficult and the risk actually is increased, we are still continuing the funding and we are feeling very comfortable with what we are doing on retail side. We are continuing granting mortgages in Polish zloty only. We are still confident in granting cash loans at the moment. And we feel confident about the quality of the portfolio and the customers that are there. I remind you that normally we are treating the cash loans as to be provided predominantly to our own customers in principle or in general terms after the pre-scoring on them. And for mortgages, we want to concentrate on our own customers, but we also grant the mortgages to external customers. What change we did this year? First of all, on mortgage front, we almost deactivated working with intermediaries of mortgages, and for the and we deactivated any form of foreign exchange activity in mortgages, and we will not go back to that. So that has an impact on the quality, but quality is fine. And on the volume, on the growth pattern, it has the volume, but still, though it's slower growth, we are increasing our market share. On the corporate front side, where the our model is based on relationship with the customers, so still the growth of the customers is by far the most important. But what is more important, as the customers at the moment are, let's say, less movable, because they are quite afraid what is going to happen if they move the banks at the moment. We are still trying to increase the number of the customers, plus we are trying to increase the value of the product sold to these customers, and we are trying to use that time of a bit lower activity or less expansion in that front to improve our quality in that respect. That predominantly is the completing the centralization of the back office for corporate customers. Second is the improvement of the credit processes and speeding up the process of credit decision taking in that respect. And third one is the implementation of the new internet platform application for our corporate customers, which is called ING Business Online. We are mentioning in here, and during the presentation we are also mentioning that from the corporate point of view, interesting operation is first, we increase our market share. Second, there are good times for approaching the municipalities for long-term financing, and we can afford to do that, and we do. So third, the quality based on the recent surveys is proving that we are actually pretty high on the list on the bank of choice. The same principles of electronization and automation as for the retail applies in here. So once again, the normal process of continuing our normal path of development, less expansion and less fast as we can, as we would like to do, but at the same time, no panic, no sudden shifts, no deactivation or whatever. A normal pattern of growth. And then looking for slide five, that brings the following results. As you are seeing, the reduction in the deposit side, especially on the corporate side, where the price war is at the moment the toughest. On the credit side, continuing growth, though in the second quarter, we're having the reduction of outstanding among strategic, so the biggest customers on the market. Still with the reduction of the exposure for corporate customers, we are still having the growth of the market share. On slide six, that's a sum up of the results. The growth of top line for the first half of the year is 10%. For second quarter is 28%. That also includes the derivative impact on the income side. Then on the risk cost side, if we look at the bottom of the page, the comparison between quarter and quarter, I'd like to mention just two figures as the one-off. Mirek will discuss it in more details. First, in the risk cost in the second half of 2008, I would like to remind you about sale of the non-performing portfolio of corporate lending, from corporate lending, which brought the result on the P&L of the bank at that time by 43 million zloty, and the risk costs for second quarter this year, 2009, it's impacted by 46.5 million to be precise, coming from the risk costs related to the derivative business, the issue and the element that was pretty much discussed before, so I only want to mention the figures. From that respect, the next two slides are showing the market shares. So just for you to look. I'm also mentioning in here, and please have a look, how the growth of the volumes on the Polish banking sector market actually are slowing down or even dropping, as in the case of corporate lending. And then on the next slides, if we can just slowly go through them, I will not go through them individually and page by page, because I hope you know already the format and the layout and the key messages I already told you. And here is the, let's say, the picture I've already mentioned. And if we'll go on that pattern, I also want to draw your attention to slide 18. Again, to mention that it's not only the production and fighting with market conditions and support, this is also the next stage of our development in what we want to be and what we are doing. So once again, we have not forgot about long-term plans and so on and so forth. And more importantly, if you look here at the number and share of cash deposits being performed in the machines newly installed, or the share of the payments orders or transfers being performed via internet, I just want to say how successful we are in promoting that, and how sensitive our customers are to respond and to adopt that new forms, which I must say are bringing us the better ways, not only to have a more automated or lower costs from that perspective, but more, even more importantly, which are bringing the kind of advantage for our offer versus the others, are making the customer more sticky with us, and at the same time reducing the operational risk heavily, because that's what we also are looking for while promoting that. On corporate side, I want to mention that we are now getting into a kind of stabilization in this price war on the deposits. Current accounts for corporate are very stable. The, let's say, term deposits, typically pretty sure. There is a price war, and we are losing the volumes on that front. However, if we would like to keep it, that would be extremely expensive. Second point, the market share is growing in credits. What we have underlined strongly, we wanted really to build a strong foothold among the big and mid-sized companies. From the quality surveys, it looks like we are there. From position point of view, there are proof that among these customers, there is a stable growth of credits. This survey results are presented on slide 24. And on slide 25, we are also showing that though we are in the middle of a kind of recession crisis type of stage, there are still good and big transactions happening on the market, that there are still a long-term credit opportunities on the market, and that the market is a kind of waking up, and we want to play an important role in a kind of IPOs, especially on the debt instruments, both shorter and longer term. If you allow me, now I will now pass that to our CFO, Mr. Miroslav Boda. Mirek?
Welcome, everybody. So just looking, starting from the slide 27, 28, this is the, let's say, repetition more or less of the our profit and loss for the second quarter and the first half of the 2009. Just would like to draw your attention on the slide number 28, that's the semi-annual figures. What we have shown here, that's our fees and commission revenue. However, we add one line, fees and commission excluding mutual funds and the brokerage activity. So you see that the total fees and commission grow in the first half of the year by the 3.6%. However, this is including drop of the fees and commission on the mutual funds and the brokerage by the 45 million. So excluding these figures, our growth of the fees and commission excluding the mutual funds and brokerage fee is on the level of 17%. Yes? Total result before risk is 10%, I mean almost 50 million higher than last year. And then we come to the risk cost. In the last year, the risk was negative, I mean that was increase of the profit and loss by the 58 million including the $43 million of the revenue on the sold NPL portfolio. And this year, $165 million includes $81 million of the adjustment because of the FX option. So only the sale of the loans and these FX options, let's say kind of the one-offs, made the difference of about the $140 million. Yes, $20 million worth. So overall, our result after tax is on the level $263 million, and the cost-income ratio improved from the 62 to the 60%. Slide number 29, that's the summary of the one-off within the first half of the year. You see the split between the revenue and the risk costs per different quarters. Overall, the result in 2009 was affected by the $206 million because of the FX option and 220 additional because of the Eurobond. So overall, one-off impact on the first half of the year was on the level 227 million zloty. Slide 30, that's the revenue split into the interest income and fees and commission. In this slide, contrary to our report, we show the interest income including FX options. In our annual report, this information was deleted as that was the request of our auditors. However, everywhere we present the interest income including FX options. Slide 31, that's the revenue per business line. Obviously, the revenue in the corporate part is gray. One includes the adjustment because of the FX option, as I said, for the first half of the year, that was the 206 million, including 913 in the first quarter and the 93 in the second quarter. The cost, slide 32, the total cost dropped by the 1% with comparison with last year. On the personal expenses, this drop is caused into some extent by the dissolvement of the bonus provision created in 2008 that was paid in the lower amount in 2009. And in the total general expenses, there is significant impact. Hello? I understand we should continue. And in the other cost, there is impact of the FX option rate that in the first quarter was on the level, on the first half of the year was on the level of 4.5, while in the last year it was on the level of, let's say, 3.5. Slide 33, risk cost and NPL ratio. The NPL ratio is growing over the quarters. You see from the 1.8 to the 4.1%. That's the more or less reflection of the current macroeconomic situation. On the right-hand side, you see the loan loss provisions per quarter and the coverage ratio, I mean the percentage of the covering of the NPL by the loan loss provision. Slide 33, asset side, that's not a big difference. It's still the growth of the lending for the retail is higher than for the corporates. And however, the structure remain unchanged, that the majority of the lending is on the corporate side. On the next slide, the 35, the still majority of the deposit is on the retail side. And 36, that's our assets and the equity. The capital grow by 4.3 billion to 4.5 billion. The main contributor was accounting the this year profit, yes, I mean 263 million net result. Solvency ratio 37. The capital requirement dropped from the 2972 in the second quarter to 2860, I mean almost 2.9 billion. The main driver of this drop is the lower exposure because of the derivatives, FX option and other FX derivatives. That's the result of the drop of the FX rate, I mean the strengthening of the Polish zloty, but as well the conscious decision of the clients to close this open positions with the help from the bank. So basically, that's the result of the favorable change of the FX rate, but as well the conscious bank policy to close together with clients the open position. Loan deposit ratio, because of the growth of the lending and the flat or decrease on the corporate side of the deposit, increased from the even less than 40% last quarter 2007 to almost to let's say 58% second quarter. And just last information, I would like to draw your attention that this last slide in the appendix, the slide number 41, that's the lending exposure by industry, just showing that we do not have significant concentration with the mining nor in the steel mill factories. Okay, that's I think everything from my side.
Yeah. Okay, so now it's time for questions coming from your side, please.
Jakubka calling from KBC Securities. Just two questions, if I may. First would be, why does the underlying cost of risk decline over the quarter? At the same time, we saw the impaired portfolio creation did not slow down. What makes you more optimistic, and whether it's on corporate or retail performance of the portfolio?
That's not the, let's say, there was no change of the bank policy related to the loan loss provisioning. The calculation of the loan loss provision is according with the IFRS and with the bank methodology as it used to be. The level of the provision is calculated on the way that that the impaired loan or the exposure on the impaired loan is adjusted by the collaterals that we have. The collectible collaterals or collectible amounts from the collaterals and for the remaining part, the appropriate loan loss provision is created. So there was no change on the bank policy. And I think the reflection of this is this coverage ratio on the slide number 33. That you may see that our coverage ratio dropped from the 79% second quarter 2008 to the a bit less than 60 in the second quarter of this year. And obviously the reason is that if you reclassify some new loans as defaulted loans, still significant part of this loan is well collateralized and this collectible amount is significant, so we do not have to create some additional loan loss provision, yes? Is it clear?
Mm-hmm. Okay. On the second question would be on the fee income, and if you could explain the quarter-on-quarter increase, especially in terms of the credit shield insurance. Is this a new product, and is this introduced only on new loans or also on existing loans? How does it work exactly?
No, that's the insurance for the loan, yes?
Mm-hmm.
For the it can be different kind for the insurance, but for example, mm-hmm. if we sell the mortgage, yes? That's some additional, let's say, insurance for the different cases, yes? Mm-hmm. Like life insurance,
mm-hmm. disability
yes. Unemployment, and yep. Something like that, yeah?
It's also insurance on credit cards, and that's it, I think.
And this is only on, this shows only new loans. You didn't introduce any insurance on the existing loans, meaning asked clients to pay additional insurance on the existing loan.
No. There is one small reservation. And this is not something that we enforce of the customers. But before, we were having the situation with the mortgages that the customers could choose either to pay the higher margin
or to take the insurance, right?
Mm-hmm.
After thinking about it, we said, no, it's too reputationally risky for us, so we only accept the insurance, and we expect from the customers to bring us the insurance or to buy the insurance from us. And that's the solution, and that's what we are doing. Otherwise, we are thinking that there will be too much reputational risk. But that's we changed the rule for the new ones. Plus, we are occasionally informing the existing customers who are having the higher margins that we recommend to them the change to the insurance. But nothing is obligatory one. So the only thing is that we recommend to the customers who are paying at the moment higher margins on the credit to replace that by the insurance, which was a choice, an option before when they were taking the lending, but it's not the option. But it's not enforcement. No, we didn't do that.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, can I? Here is Stanik Brink Company.
Yes,
first of all, congratulations on very strong results. It's very impressive. Two questions from my side. One of the surprise compared to our expectation came from the very strong net interest income. And I guess that a large part of that is driven, if you look at the volumes, the volume haven't increased that much. So it mainly comes because of repricing of both assets as well as liabilities. So I'm just wondering if you have already completed a repricing of the balance sheet, or if you still can expect some positive impact in the second half of the year, and let's say how significant compared to the second quarter, if you can tell us more about that. So that's question number one. Question number two is concerning the, I will not ask about NPLs and the asset quality, because that's something difficult to answer, but what is very interesting for me is that the provision coverage across the board in Poland has been falling. And in your case, I think it's something like 60%, if I'm correct. I'm just wondering, could you tell us something about the loan collateral for the NPLs? What is the total amount of the loan collateral for the bad loans, and something about the structure? Because the fall in the provision coverage is quite significant. Some banks say that that's because they don't have to create that much provisions because the loan collateral is significant. So could you tell us some numbers about the loan collateral? Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you for the questions. First, this is Brunon. I will take the first one, and then second, well, actually, they're very difficult because it's not revealed in the communique to Mirek. So first one was the repricing. As you can imagine, there are two elements. First, if you are looking at the portfolio, there are two sorts. There is portfolio at the old margins, and there is a repricing, namely the change of the margin coming from the either refinancing or renewal of the outstanding or the new production. So for the retail, certainly there is no change of the margin that exists in the old contracts, and any change which is influencing the portfolio margin is from new production, so from the marginal higher margins. Of course, the new margins are higher than the old ones, so the more we produce, the more portfolio is increasing. That's obvious. Second one is the corporate, where we can only introduce the margins when there is the refinancing, namely when the reset of the interest rate or margins or the replacement of the contract is appearing, or the new customer, of course. And here, of course, it's coming gradually. Because we have started to introduce higher margins already long time ago, namely in September, a big part of the portfolio is, let's say, repriced already. But we are not revealing the information, what is the extent and what will be the impact further on. That's exactly the point which is covered by our policy, so not to give the information which are, in fact, allowing you to predict precisely what the future will be. And that's the policy. So unfortunately, I can only explain to you the, let's say, the methods, which is pretty obvious, but I cannot reveal more information about the speed of repricing in that respect, as we never do. Mirek, can you take the...
Yeah, and the second, that's the issue we have discussed today. Basically, the situation is following, that if you have the new NPL loans, when you, I spoke about this shortly, when you reclassify them, say there are the new, let's say, impaired loans. On the beginning, they are quite well collateralized, yes, I mean that we haven't taken any actions to cover our debt from this collaterals. Yeah. So I will give you an example. Yeah. Let's say you have the 100 zloty loan, and and it's collateralized by some different kind of the, you know, instruments in total 50%. Yeah. I mean you have the, I don't know, pledge, or you have some cash deposit on 50 zloty. Yes. So if the loan is impaired, you create only the provision for the remaining 50. Because you have this recoverable part from this collateralized that you have, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And if I look into our reporting, our growth of the NPL was total 500 million. However, the growth of the provision was about the 250 or 260. Yes, so more or less that's growth by the 50%. So these new loans are covered more or less by 50% by the provisions. So it means that about the 250 million is ensured by the different kind of the collateral. Yeah? Is it clear?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And obviously within the time, if you will look some, let's say, vintage analysis of this portfolio, it will deteriorate. Yeah, because if you will use these collaterals, yes, the remaining amount will be lower, but the coverage by the provision will be higher, yes?
Mm-hmm. I understand. So basically, so what we might see in the coming quarters is that NPLs, for example, will not grow as much as in the past, but the provision coverage will be increasing because the loans might be falling from, for example, whatever, substandard into the doubtful or loss category.
That's too far-reaching conclusion.
Exactly.
Okay, sure, sure.
Sorry.
I would say that ultimately you're right, yes, that when this crisis will be over and situation will start improving, yes, everybody will start clean this NPL portfolio and then we will see the situation as you said, yes?
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you for just one number, yeah, if it is possible? So, I mean, you are mostly corporate-oriented bank. So, would it be possible to tell us the number? What is the total loan collateral for the whole corporate loan book? Just to get an idea that it's 10%, 50%, 80% of the corporate loans.
You know, let's say following that. According with the IAS, the regulation is following that we should have in our books receivables that are recoverable. Yes, so everything in the NPL that we have in the book, that's recoverable part. So if we assume that from the 100 zloty of loan, we will recover 80 zloty, 80 is in the book and 20 is covered by the loan loss provision, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
For example, once more, for this amount that we reclassify into impaired category in the second quarter, let's say 500 million, it's covered by the provision by about a half. It means that the provisions assessed by the banks as the, oh sorry, as the, it means that the collaterals assessed by the bank as a recoverable are on the level of 50%. But I cannot give you the figure for the total bank for the normal portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can I just last question, very last question from my side. Something about the structure of the loan collateral. Is it fair to assume that the large part of the loan collateral is coming from real estate?
Well, you know, it's a difficult question.
Because this was the case of Czech banks a long time ago, but right now it's very difficult to get anything on the loan collateral.
That's obviously that's true, that if the value of the collateral is dropping, then our loss is growing, yes? If you have, I don't know, whatever do you have, yeah? only the deposit can...
Well, the information about that you can find partly, but gradually. The direct financing of real estate is done by bank for the smaller entities, and then you are having the information about the corporate real estate financing on the page of ABL. I don't know which page it is, ABL. It's showing the stable element there. That's the contract that we are financing through the ING Bank Hypoteczny. More or less the same figure is on the balance sheet of the bank. And this is covered predominantly by the collateral of real estate, commercial real estate, right?
Mm-hmm.
and you can see that. You cannot draw any conclusion, but I can assure you that this portfolio is very clean and safe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions? It looks like not. Yes.
Maybe if I could ask another question, if there is no one else asking. On the cost growth, we saw a huge jump in the personnel costs. Can you explain to us why? Was there any wage increase over the quarter? Was there any bonus-related accrual over the quarter? What was the reason why the personnel cost jumped?
Basically, the reason was that on the end of the first quarter, on the end of the March, in the personal expenses, we dissolve a part of the bonus provision for the bonus for 2008. I mean, created in 2008. But because the bonus were paid in the lower amount, as usually on the end of the first quarter, we are dissolving on the unused provision from the prior year. And that was, let's say, about 30 million zloty.
30. Yeah. I mean. Okay. Thank you.
Peter Vidlička, Wooden Company. Hello, good afternoon. Can I have one question on the FX options? The losses have been still quite high in relation to what we've seen in other Polish banks in the second quarter. I'm assuming you do you still stick to your previous outlook that that the losses should be declining again in the third quarter and fourth quarter and should diminish by the end of the year, or what sort of how serious the situation do you think is going to be in the second half of this year? Thank you.
Yes, your statement we can confirm. As you are hearing, we are certainly not feeling anything panicking in that respect. We are absolutely feeling, as we, at least for several months, that we are absolutely in full control of everything. The negotiations with almost every customer is actually completed, finished. Most of the deals are restructured and so on and so forth. So yes, from that respect, as an issue, the problem is in our respect solved, and the conclusion or the statement that you can have made in the beginning of your question, we can confirm and we can, let's say, share with.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
It looks like there are no more questions. So thank you for participation.
Perfect. Thank you very much for all the questions and for overhearing. And see you. I'll hear you at the next meeting.
Okay.
In a quarter. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.